civil service is another great American reform that in the last 50 years has become a great American moat protecting incompetent or corrupt workers, like those who supervised the Veterans Affairs hospitals where patient waiting lists were found to have been falsified. On the other side are the unprotected many. They may be independent and hardworking, but they look to their government to preserve their way of life and maybe even improve it. The unprotected need the government to provide good public schools so that their children have a chance to advance. They need a level competitive playing field for their small businesses, a fair shake in consumer disputes, and a realistic shot at justice in the courts. They need the government to provide a safety net to ensure that their families have access to good health care, that no one goes hungry when shifts in the economy or temporary setbacks take away their jobs, and that they get help to rebuild, often rebuild after a hurricane or other disaster. They need the government to ensure a safe workplace and a living minimum wage. They need mass transit systems that work and call centers at the Social Security offices that don't produce busy signals. They need the government to keep the political system fair and protect it from domination by those who can give politicians the most money. They need the government to provide fair labor laws and to promote an economy and a tax code that tempers the extremes of income inequality that makes economic opportunity more than an empty cliché. The protected need few of these common goods. They don't have to worry about underperforming public schools, dilapidated mass transit systems, or jammed Social Security hotlines. They have accountants and lawyers who can negotiate their employment contracts or deal with consumer disputes, assuming they want to bother. They see labor or consumer protection laws and fair tax codes as threats to their winnings, which they have spent the last 50 years consolidating by eroding these common goods and the government that would provide them. That, rather than a split between Democrats and Republicans, is the real polarization that has broken America since the 1960s. It's the protected versus the unprotected, the common good versus maximizing and protecting the elite winners' winnings.